at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. In looking at some of the findings, Elon Musk and his musketeers have been doing for DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency in Washington, D.C., going through these bureaucratic agencies and departments. Well, breaking news story, James Comey. You remember the former director of the FBI that basically tried to help Hillary Clinton win the election over Donald Trump? Well, in an audit, they uncovered the fact that a $16 million payment wired out of the FBI budget went directly straight to James Comey's private company. And guess who authorized the payment? James Comey himself. How is it these people are not going to be investigated, charged with a crime, prosecuted, and put behind bars? $16 million out of the FBI budget he authorized directly to go to his own privately held company. Well, I guess the budget's so big, nobody would even see or question where $16 million went. Unbelievable. Well, many of the other cuts, recommendations based on these type of findings, the swamp in Washington, D.C. is absolutely losing their minds. The media is freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. And Donald Trump is wanting Congress to make these cuts permanent in this upcoming big, beautiful budget bill. Again, I believe it's going to be passed in the House before Memorial Day. It'll be sent to the Senate for the month of June. It'll pass in the Senate and go to President Trump for signing 4th of July this year. Major tax cuts, major tax policy, along with a lower budget, less spending in some of these bureaucratic agencies and departments, restructuring every single department up and down. Now, one of the things that's very interesting is the fact that many of this theft, this embezzlement, this fraud that these people did, question whether Kash Patel of the FBI director and Pam Bondi, the attorney general, whether they will begin these investigations and prosecute these wrongdoers. Comey was reached out to for a comment. He walked away, not going to make a comment. It's got to happen. These people cannot get away with this kind of theft of our taxpayer dollars. And the other point to all of this, here's the main point. None of this would be happening right now if it hadn't been for what we did on November 5th, 2024. When we got out the vote, when we made the election too big to rig, Donald Trump putting these people in these cabinet positions, bringing in Elon Musk and his musketeers, I'm calling them, to basically find this stuff out. Folks, this is completely going against the grain, everything the establishment has been doing to us for decades. And for these rhino establishment groups to start popping up, putting on Lincoln Day dinners, where the public would think, well, that has to do with my local county Republican Party. It doesn't. The candidates, the elected officials, they're going to show up. What we need to do is get some protesters outside this event, holding signs, taking pictures as to who shows up at these events. This event in particular. And then put it out there and let people know exactly who showed up, who participated, who benefited from attending these events. This event especially. I don't even know if Eric Nesbitt and Mike Cox even knows that this is not a sanctioned Republican Party event. But we'll reach out to him and ask. Definitely ask. And then maybe, just maybe, some cameras need to show up and some protesters outside the event. But it's because of Donald Trump leadership in Washington that is causing all these people to basically try to get the establishment machine Republicans elected next year. Find it interesting, John James hasn't verified yet, or confirmed, I should say, that he's going to attend this event. But we'll keep you informed. We'll keep you up to date. We'll definitely follow up on this and see exactly what happens at this event. Well, state of Michigan, an abortion restriction that included a 24-hour mandatory waiting period along with informed consent material violated the state's Reproductive Freedom for All constitutional amendment held by a judge yesterday. Very liberal progressive court of claims judge Saima Patel, there she is again, who heard testimony starting back in February, agreed that the provisions of these particular restrictions violated the state's constitutional right to an abortion. And she rejected the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services' arguments that these laws protect patients' health. Many women want to be pregnant, but seek an abortion to preserve their health or because the pregnancy is not viable. She wrote, the judge did, in her 83-page opinion. My opinion, it would burden or infringe upon reproductive rights to ask such a patient information about contraception as well as other informed consent materials. Forcibly giving Department of Health and Human Services produce materials on the subjects without a request could be stigmatizing, making the patient feel belittled for becoming pregnant, she wrote in her opinion. In addition, for the wait time, the laws struck down include a prohibition on qualified advanced practice clinicians, including physician assistants and nurse practitioners, from providing abortion care. A law forcing clinicians to provide anti-abortion bias counseling before and after the 24-hour waiting period. Well, the judge's ruling, which closes the case, did not strike down the state's ultrasound law or ban on coercing a woman to get an abortion. She said these laws did not violate the Reproductive Freedom for All constitutional amendment. Patel held that the 24-hour waiting period is not consistent with the accepted standard of care in evidence-based medicine, and that infringes on the decision-making process. The judge did, however, say that the informed consent provision fails, because plaintiff's evidence showed overwhelming medical consensus that these schemes did not serve patient health and decision making. The provision is contrary to standard care in the judge's opinion. So basically, she struck down the 24-hour waiting period and the informed consent laws. Attorney General Dana Nessel said the ruling affirms that Michigan voters made it very clear when they approved the RFFA that they are deeply concerned about personal medical decisions belonging to the individuals and their doctors. Governor Gretchen Whitmer echoed a similar message in a statement that read that the ruling affirms one can make her own decisions about her own body with a trusted healthcare provider without political interference. Molly Duane, senior staff attorney at the Center for Reproductive Rights, who represented the plaintiffs, the Northland Family Planning Center, said baseless abortion restrictions remain on the books despite the November 8, 2022 passage of Proposal 3, which has enshrined abortion rights into the state's constitution. Today's ruling is a monumental win for Michigan abortion providers and their patients. So again, anything goes. Abortions in Michigan are in our constitution, and the judges are striking any restrictions down in any way, shape, or form. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 269-
864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys, the text messages, the information back and forth. Greatly appreciate it. Well, we've talked about it. We've posted up a legal defense fund, givesendgo.com/defendwchyradiostation. I want to thank Sabrina Pritchett Evans, who donated $100. 12 hours ago, also anonymous giver, $100. This is a case of David versus Goliath. With God's help, we know how the story ends. Donated $100. We're basically, folks, just $25 away from $3,000. We need to raise $25,000 over the course of defending ourselves against these lawsuits. The heading on the website says, Defend Trucker Randy's First Amendment Rights. Christian conservative talk show, You're Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, are all being sued by Thomas Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, hereafter referred to as Moran, located in Onaway, Michigan. The lawsuit filed by Moran claims that the talk show host, Trucker Randy Bishop, said things about Moran that he knew was not true when he said them on his radio show. Trucker Randy totally denies these claims made by Moran and was forced to hire an attorney, Adam Florey, with Smith Beauville Law Firm. They're actually located, folks, down in Frankenmuth. That's where we had to go to find an attorney to represent us, to defend himself, his radio show, as well as his wife, Victoria Bishop, and her company, Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, who owns 97.7 FM WCHY in Sheboygan, Michigan. If funds are not raised sufficient to defend against these false claims made by Moran and his company, Trucker Randy's First Amendment rights may be permanently silenced, and the radio station may be forced off the air. Please donate whatever you can afford to help defend against these false claims. Help us defend ourselves from the lawfare, quote-unquote, tactics being used by Moran to take Trucker Randy off the air, quote-unquote, and to bankrupt the radio station. We actually have a recording of a phone conversation between Dr. Jeff of the Sioux Animal Hospital and Tom Moran where he said those exact things. We believe everyone's First Amendment rights are protected and guaranteed in our U.S. Constitution. Help us defend these rights and continue to provide Michigan news, Michigan politics, and the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. Thank you very much for your donation. May God continue to bless you and your family, and please pray for us. Signed, Trucker Randy Bishop, your defending father's radio show. Victoria Bishop, owner of Michigan Broadcasters LLC and the radio station. In closing, checks can be made out and mailed to Michigan Broadcasters LLC, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615. Folks, we didn't want to be forced to do this. But after much prayer and looking at the situation, we cannot defend our rights and continue to provide this show unless we raise this money to pay the attorney. We spent over $7,000 just answering the complaints and two court appearances where our attorney had to show up and participate in a court hearing already just during the preliminary filing of the responses to the complaint and our countersuit, which has been suspended temporarily until we get further into the case. Well, in talking with the attorney, he said, Randy, you're going to be looking at between $22,000 and $25,000 before we even get the trial, if we get the trial. So we need your help. We hate to ask for it, but those are the facts. So if you'd like to see the story on the website, ask questions, text me information, whatever you want. Text me legal, and I'll send you the information. If you can't personally afford to donate, just share it with others that you know appreciate the show, appreciate the music, and help us defend these frivolous lawsuits. It's all listed there on the Give, Send, Go website, and we appreciate the help. One thing that we're going to continue to do is speak the truth. We confirm our information. We have witnesses that are willing to testify in the case. They know exactly what Moran said and what I repeated on the radio. They're willing to come and testify, but we got to get to court. We got to get to a trial. And so hopefully you can help us do that. And then we are very confident that we're going to prevail. So ultimately, it's in your hands. And we appreciate it. We totally, truly do. One thing that we have absolutely committed ourselves to is fighting, fighting, and fighting. But again, we need help. Well, that's it for today's show. Text me legal. I'll send you the information. We also have flyers for different events. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. God willing, we'll be back. 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain